Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And what happens when you do phone the police following up on that conversation? Well, Vadim has contacted us. He lives in Dublin. He lives near the site of the new Children's Hospital, where there's a lot of new apartment blocks. They're going to be very valuable when the hospital opens. He lives in Reuben Plaza / Reuben Walk, which is in Rialto. He said he loves his neighbours, and he said there was a lot of antisocial behaviour in the area, including a fire which had them out of their apartment for over a week when rubbish was set on fire and electrics were damaged. And he ate delivery food for a month, lived by candlelight and showered in a nearby gym. And then he said he was phoning the police one day, or a 12-year-old wearing a mask on the other side of the street tried to attack him with a stone, and he picked up his phone, and this 12-year-old wearing the mask thought he was phoning the police, which dovetails into the conversation just now. Vadim, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Is it true that some people, you say, are trying to sell their apartments in that area because of antisocial behaviour?
Correct. A lot of my neighbours thinking about moving from the area, and some of them sold already the apartment. It's because we are live not safety area anymore, but it's changed last 2 years on the worst.
And tell us how it changed for the worse in the last 2 years. Give me examples, if you can, Vadim, of what happened.
Of course. Take your time. And what happened, I was crossing the street, it was 6 p.m., and I saw the guy was broken the lift. We have, like, lift for disability.
Okay.
People, that is from the glass. It's not working, but it's still with the glass. And the guy, around 12 years old, was broken the lift with the stone. But I was across the street talking with, on the phone with my neighbor,
okay.
And he was thinking, I am calling to police.
Okay.
And he's starting to throw the stone to me, afraid me, don't call the police, take your phone out. I think, what are you talking about? He said, I'm telling you, take it out your phone. And he was with the mask. I just see his eyes.
Yeah.
And the other, he was with his two friends. They're telling mm-hmm. me, just don't call police, he will kill you. He tell me like that, don't call police. Okay, my neighbor saw that from the balcony,
yeah.
Opened me door, and he was screaming, go inside, go inside. I go inside, we call to police.
Okay.
Police didn't come.
Mm-hmm.
Police didn't come. What happened after 1 week, I saw the same guy with the mask on mm-hmm. the street
yeah.
from my balcony. The same one. I call again to police and I say, please check CCTV camera. That guy was tried to attack me 1 week ago. 1 week ago. Oh, okay. Yes, we will send the car. When we have car available. They always yeah. think like that.
When we have car available.
We are calling always to the Kilmainham Garda station.
Kilmainham, yeah.
Next day, I was off. I go to police to talk with the mm-hmm. officer.
Yeah.
And he said to me, at what time did you call? I said, look, it was in my phone was recorded like 6:24, whatever. He said, I will check. When he back, he said, we don't have records your call. I said, how is it not record? They didn't record my call. And when he checked CCTV camera,
mm-hmm.
the officer tell me, don't mess with that guy. He's dangerous.
A 12-year-old?
12 years. And I was just saying thank you, and I just left home because I can't listen to that. It means I'm asking for help, the police, and he say me, don't mess with that kid.
And are you terrified of this 12-year-old, Vadim?
Yes, I can. He's still in my area.
And is he? You mentioned he had. There was a group of them.
There are always like his friends around mm. 5, 7.
And do you think at this stage, Vadim, he knows you? He can recognize you?
I think so, because I'm a little bit like, you know, it's like, have to say, I have a bird and,
mm-hmm.
you know.
You have a girlfriend.
But I'm just. When I talk with the police, and the police I asked, look, if I see something antisocial behavior, what I have to do? The police say me, you have to call the police. And yeah. I say, I call the police and the guard never coming.
And that's the, will you stay living in Ruben Plaza?
I'm still living there because I like my neighbors.
Yeah, okay.
It's a very convenient place. It's close to the Lewis.
Yeah, it's a great
hospital.
Spot. Yeah.
It's very nice.
New hospital,
it's very nice.
Yeah. And you say your Polish neighbour is selling up because of the antisocial behaviour.
Correct.
Have other people left because of antisocial behaviour?
Yes.
How do you know that, Vadim?
Because we have community in Facebook. We are talking to the neighbours what's happening. We always put the pictures if we see something, vandalism. When we have vandalism, we're sending email to our management company.
Okay.
Contact the garden.
Okay, Vadim, are there any shops or is there any place nearby where they congregate as well? Is there any commercial premises?
No, it's we have one block. It's all ground floor. It's closed. For that, last night they was destroyed. The entrance of one of the closed, commercial shop.
Mm-hmm.
But it's closed.
And is there a gym? Is there a leisure center up there? A gym?
Yes, we have a gym on front of our entrance. It's very, very good.
And how do they manage with this masked gang of 12-year-old children?
For example, I talked with the manager. He said was stolen one bike from the gym in the middle of the day.
Uh-huh.
And they're calling the police as well all the time. And the police said we can't see in the camera, but camera we can't. In front of the gym we have.
And are they having trouble with the same 12-year-old children?
But I'm not sure if it's the same guys, it's like they always like a group of the kids. It's if you see, it's not happening just my area. If you see in the city, they are walking now like 10, 20 kids together and they're trying to afraid the people.
Try to frighten the people, yeah.
Yeah, they, for example, my friend, she was walking on... She's from Brazil. She was walking on Thomas Street. They was throwing the stone to her because she's a girl with the black skin. I'm not sure it's about the racism. It's just I don't know what they're doing.
I guess. But you say you're going to stay put.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm really now, when I see something wrong, I'm just afraid to make any reaction because I know the police not will coming and not will help me. I just go away.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry, Vadim, that you're a mature man and you say you're frightened, which you obviously are with a lot of justification. You're frightened of a 12-year-old child who wears a mask and is throwing rocks and the Gardaí say, what did the Gardaí say? Don't go near that fella or stay away from him.
Yeah, stay away.
Yeah. Okay, Vadim. Thanks indeed. That's Vadim Vedotov. And you've been living in Ireland for how long at this stage? I know you're from Russia.
15 years.
And by the way, in Russia would this happen? I don't know what part of Russia you were living in.
It can happen, but not with the kids, for example, that age, you know. We have drug... addicted. We are afraid, like, if we see, like, some druggy person, but not, like, that age, like, 12 years old. We don't have that kind of issue.
Okay, Vadim, look after yourself. That's Vadim, 51551. And Joe at rte.ie.
Joe Duffy!
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
Joe at rte.ie. Jody is in Rialto in Dublin. Most people know they're behind St. James's Hospital, behind a new location for the Children's Hospital. Jody, go ahead. You say the police are not arresting these kids. Are these the children that are terrorising Vadim? He said 12-year-old in a mask and some of his mates.
Yes. Definitely, I think so. For about the last 6 months to 9 months, Joe, there have been gangs of kids, about 30 kids from 12 to 15, boys and girls. They look kind of respectable. They're on bikes and they're kind of going from Fatima Mansions up Haroldsville Avenue across the South Circular Road to the other flats there at the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And they are terrorizing everybody. And I'm just going to give you a couple of examples. On Sunday night, on Harrowville Avenue. It's a big gang of them. They all parked on the corner, and there's a little old lady who lives in that house. She must be in her 80s. And they started pulling off her cast iron railings. They got three posts out.
Wow.
And I could see all the neighbours were out looking. Everyone's terrified to approach them. Everyone's ringing the guards. They don't come. Eventually they go. They urinated on someone's door. You know, it's just terrifying.
And when you say, Jody, what age?
I'd say they're about 14. They are under 15 at the most.
So, and you say they're parked there, you mean they arrived up on foot and on their bikes or whatever?
They're all on foot, but yeah. They're in a gang. Sometimes they have ghetto blasters. Look, it's that kind of an area. I love Dublin 8, and it's great the kids are expressing themselves, but now they're like a pack of wolves going around and everybody is terrified. Another neighbour told me, he came home from town. This is a grown man in his 40s, 50s. Came out, got out at Harrowville Avenue, and they surrounded the taxi driver and the car and wouldn't let them out and were hurling racial abuse at the taxi driver, who was kind of a foreign national. It's just really scary, Joe, and I'm just really ringing you because I'm imploring our local representatives, which is our TDs and our councillors who've just been elected, and the police, to please do something, because we are like hostage. I mean, there was another assault down at the Lewis station, I believe.
Yeah, Philip covered that on Friday. It was in the papers on Saturday. A woman who was obviously and unfortunately homeless was attacked by a group of teenagers shouting at her, taking her belongings and poking her with a stick.
Well, it's the same. I'm not saying it's the same kids, but there is a problem with the youths around here. They're fearless. You know, they're absolutely fearless because they know or they think the guards can't touch them. So everybody, and I go in a big circle around Rialto. Rialto is a great area.
I know that. Brilliant.
Everybody loves it. It's very neighbourly. There's Facebook groups, like your other caller said. But something has to be done about these kids because it's really something serious is going to happen, you know? And that's really all I rang in.
Okay, and
your point, just to back up.
Okay,
you know.
Points are well made, and you're very fair as well about the area, Jody. Thanks indeed. 51551, joe@rt.ie.
Joe Duffy.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Bobby, good afternoon. Can you hear me, Bobby?
Yes, Joe.
Okay, Bobby Hanvey's contacted us. You're a photographer, an award-winning photographer, indeed, famous for your Brian Friel and Seamus Heaney photographs. Now, you've homed in this point about people who wear masks, and fortunately you came up in a horrific trial there recently, the Anna Criegel trial. One of the assailants, one of the murderers, was wearing a mask. And then we heard today, no connection, of course, but a 12-year-old terrorising Vadim, who's in his 40s. And Vadim said, this guy is wearing a mask and he's really... But you say there is an element of terror to a mask. Go ahead, Bobby.
Yeah, I interviewed Gusty Spence one time.
Yeah, the UVF
told
member,
me,
yeah.
Pardon?
In Northern Ireland, just for people who don't know Gusty Spence, Northern Ireland turned to politics but had convictions for murder behind him as a member of the UVF. Go ahead, Bobby.
And did a lot for the peace process.
Yeah,
as well.
I said that, yeah.
Yeah. Gusty said to me, you can see some young fella on the street misbehaving and you can go and hit him a kick in the backside and tell him to clear off.
Okay.
But Gusty said, once that young fella presents himself in front of you wearing a balaclava, he takes on a new dimension totally, and you'll have to think about hitting him a kick on the backside, because you won't. The balaclava seems, it's just a bit of material, but it seems to have a great psychological advantage for the fella who's wearing it.
Wow.
That's about that,
that's interesting that the mask does take on an extra element, and even reading about someone wearing a mask,
a horror mask.
Okay. Bobby, thanks indeed. It's Bobby Hanvey.